Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, folks, here's reality. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I know that within you and within myself, there is a desire, maybe great, maybe small, but there's a desire in you to please the Lord by doing the things that He wants you to do. Please the Lord by doing the things that He wants you to do. Am I right in saying that? Isn't that where most of us are at? I mean, that's where, if you've known Jesus and you want to live for Jesus, and you're trusting in Jesus, your thoughts are, yeah, I want to do what God would have me to do. But you live in our culture. You live in our world today. And while that desire is very real in your life, you've got other things that are going on in your life that are creating pressure. Did you understand what I'm saying? You've got other things in your life that are forcing you into making decisions that maybe in your heart you feel that those decisions aren't necessarily the things that God would want you to do, but the problem is you almost seem like you have no other choice but to do it. You know what I'm talking about a bit in those circumstances? I find myself in those circumstances all the time where you know God wants you to do something, or God wants you to act a certain way, or God wants you to respond a certain way, but you find yourself in some sort of predicament, and that's what it is, isn't it? It's a predicament. You find yourself in some sort of situation that is demanding that you do something else that you maybe know in your heart you shouldn't do, but you almost are left with the reality that you have no choice. Am I the only one who faces those kind of situations? I think we all do, right? We're constantly faced with pressure to compromise. Compromise what we believe. And we'll even make excuses for it. We'll say, you know what? I know I'm not supposed to do this, but you know what? God forgives. Number one, isn't that what we say? God forgives. Here's the other one. Only in this instance, I know I shouldn't do this, but only in this instance, because I don't have any other choice. Isn't that what we say? I don't have any other choice. And so we give in. And let me just be honest with you. I have to be honest with myself. We give in a lot. Let's just be honest. It's not like a one-time thing. Oh, well, you know, 10 years ago I did. No, you gave in this week to something. The pressure was real this week. Maybe at work, maybe in your home, maybe something to do with bills, maybe something to do with a health decision, maybe something to do in a relationship. You gave in. Do you understand what I'm saying? The pressure was real, you gave in, and it's not abnormal. It's just a normal part of our lives because you and I face these decisions all the time where the pressure is intense to go a different direction. And to be honest with you, then we wonder, you know what? I'm not sure why I don't see God working in my life. I'm not sure why I don't see His blessing. I'm not sure why it just seems weird. Could they be connected? Yeah, they're connected. And that's what we're going